على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين الشافع المشفع يوم الدين وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ما بعد. حياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, to this session of the ruling of Hajj or the duties of Hajj and the duties of the Hajjaj during the period of Hajj, and also for those who are not on Hajj. The Hajj, ya ikhwan, is that important main pillar of Hajj, of Islam. Hajj is the fifth pillar of Islam, which Allah Ta'ala declared that it is mandatory and obligatory upon every Muslim to do it once in his lifetime. As Allah Ta'ala said, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And it is for Allah, it is obligatory upon mankind to perform Hajj if they are able to. If they are able to reach the ancient house of the Kaaba. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى خَمْسَةِ أَرْكَانِ شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج بيت الله الحرام من استطاع إليه سبيلا. متفق عليه من حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما. And in the hadith agreed upon from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, who said that they hear the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, Islam is established upon five pillars: the testimony of faith, to testify that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to perform the salah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, to give out the obligatory charity, zakah, and to perform hajj if you are able to reach al-Masjid al-Haram. In this hadith we see that Hajj is one of the pillars, and it is the fifth pillar, while the first pillar is the testimony of faith, and that means every other pillar comes after it must be based on it, on the testimony of faith, which means sincerity to Allah by saying La ilaha illallah. So that means you have to stick to sincerity, and you have to be sincere, and you have to struggle against yourself and against the shaitan in regard to be upon the sincerity. And also in saying أشهد أن محمد رسول الله, it is a testification that no one should be followed but Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as you taken him as a messenger of Allah from Allah ta'ala to you, to convey the message of Allah ta'ala to you, and that means no one should be put before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whosoever he is in ilm, because all the ilm scattered amongst all mankind is all found in one person only, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we have to establish our worship generally, and the and the Hajj particularly upon these two fundamental principles. And here Allah Ta'ala gathered between the both. First of all, Allah Ta'ala said in the hadith, من عمل عملا أشرك فيه معي غيري تركته وشركة. He whoever does any worship indeed and he associates anything with me in it, then I leave him to the one who he associated. And that means that Allah Ta'ala is not going to reward him, but it is not only not going to reward him, however, is going to punish him for that. As Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلِهِ الْجَنَّةُ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. And he, whosoever associated with Allah in worship, Allah then has forbidden paradise for him, and he will have no place but fire, and the oppressors will have no any supporters on the devil section. And in regard to the testimony of that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he whosoever does any act, any worship indeed, which is not from our sunnah, which is not from our matter, meaning Islam, that he brought, then it is going to be rejected. As you hear, that rejection of the deed is not a rejection only, but it is a rejection that causes the severe punishment. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are going to be some men of his ummah reject or prevented or stopped from getting to the lake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of resurrection. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will stand and say, my men, my ummah, and then it will be said to him, you don't know what they have innovated after you. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, suhqan, meaning to the destruction, to the punishment. To the destruction of punishment. And Allah Ta'ala joined between these two, two parts of the testimony of faith, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, which means no act of worship would be accepted from no one if it is not based on sincerity and complete submission to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah then said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, if you really love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. Therefore, we advise our brothers and sisters to keep maintaining their intentions to be upon sincerity, and always stick in your practicing of worship to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Based on this introductory, we are going to, inshallah ta'ala, speak about the Hajj and the duties of the Muslim during the 10 days of the Hijjah. As today, inshallah ta'ala, is going to be for the duties of the Muslim on the 10 days of the Hijjah, inshallah ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the month of the Hijjah, if the moon of the Hijjah is born, and one of you intends to give a sacrifice, udhiyah, then let him not to take from his nails, hair, or skin. If it is willingly, but if it is needed or accidentally removed, then no harm on that. And this would be only for the one who is going to slaughter, as every house, one sheep or goat is enough for all, and it would be from the father, and the father is the one who should not take from his nails, hair, and skin. But the rest of the family are not told not to take none. And this sacrifice got to be of the best of what you have. Get to be of the best of what you have. Of goats or sheep. Better to be male, and better to be free of any defects. It is better not to be lambing. It is better not to be one eye. It is better not to have a cut ear or broken horn. It is better not to be sick, and it is not. It is better not to be skinny or slim, but to be fat. And it is to be slaughtered, not killed. If you are living in a country where they don't allow slaughtering, but you have to take it to the slaughtering house, and in the slaughtering house they kill it with electric shock, or they shoot the head with bullets or stick or whatsoever, then it is better for you to slaughter in the Muslim countries where they slaughter, or in other countries where they slaughter. If you don't know any poor people in the country where you live, then it is better to slaughter the udhiyah in the land of Muslims where the people are in need for meat. And as we all know, that most of the Muslim world are poor, and they need for meat to be fed on these days. It is okay to give as an udhiyah more than one head of sheep or goats, and it is okay to give a cow or camel. But in the udhiyah, they say, the ulama said, that it is better not to be one cow for seven, but one cow for each. And this issue is a matter of differing between the scholars, meaning that they say it is not allowed for seven people to die one cow or one camel. As in the fatwa of the Lajna al-Da'ima, the permanent committee of Ifta in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, under the signature or signed by Sheikh Abdul Azim Baz, Abdul Razak Avivi, Abdullah bin Ghadiyan, Abdullah bin Ga'ud. Question number 1, 2, and 3 in the fatwa number 8,790. Well, the questioner said, is it allowed for a Muslim to give as udhiyah 1/7 of a camel or 1/7 of a cow, and he join his parents and children and relatives, teachers and others from the Muslims in the reward of that, or the 1/7 of a cow or camel would only be for one and no one would be joined him in the reward? The answer came, the sunnah is every it says that cow will be enough, and each share will be enough for one and his family, one and wife and children. So this is one opinion of the scholars, and some others, as I said, they say no, it should be an animal for each person and his family. Yani, one house, one animal, whether it is sheep, goat, camel, cow, whatsoever. But some other ulama hear the fatwa here that it is it can be 1/7, and it seems that this is the one that the dalil is upon. But of course, it is better to be a camel or a cow for each one, because this will feed more people. Wallahu a'lam. The slaughtering animal should be free of certain, yani, as you said, certain defects, like blindness. So the animal should not be blind, should not be one-eyed, should not be very sick, that anybody can see that it is sick, or very weak, that everybody can see and notice that this animal is weak. And it should not be badly limping, or should, and also it should not lose most of the horn or most of the ear. And the animal should be slaughtered after Salatul Eid, not before it. After Salatul Eid, in your country and where you are, or in where the slaughtering going to take place. If you are in the UK and you want to slaughter in, for example, Nigeria or Pakistan or Yemen, then it must be done after Salatul Eid in that land where the animal is going to be slaughtered, not and where you are. Meaning that in some places, like in India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, for example, Indonesia, they may see the newborn moon of the Hijjah before people in Africa or in the West, because those countries are in the East, and this the moon before them, and then they may have the Eid in their countries before the others. So then they slaughter on these days. But if it is done before the day of Eid, then it is not a udhiyah. It is going to be, as the Prophet said, an animal slaughtered for you to eat the meat, and that's it. And slaughtering can be done for after Salatul Eid on the 10th of the Hijjah until just before sunset on the 13th of the Hijjah. Until just before sunset. And if you slaughter a minute before the sunset on the 13th of the Hijjah, then that is, inshallah ta'ala, an udhiyah, an acceptable udhiyah. The wife and children are not obligated upon them to slaughter, even if the wife is rich, but it is upon the husband. But if she wants to slaughter, then it is a reward for her. Then it is a reward for her. The son who's living with his parents in the same house and eating from the same food, even in the house, but he still can yani be under the udhiyah that his father gave. But if he has his own income and he's living in a separate house, then he has to slaughter his own animal if he can. Two persons cannot yani share the price of a sheep or a goat. Meaning, they both, two brothers or two friends, or a son and father, say, I will pay half of the price and you pay half of the price, and then we have yani half reward, half reward. You say, no, it doesn't go like that. If you, the son or the brother, wants yani to do something, yani if your money does not allow you to bring one sheep to slaughter, then donate this money to your brother or to your father, and he add it to his slaughter in his name, and you will be rewarded, inshallah ta'ala, a reward of supporting your Muslim brother. And if you don't want to yani do that, no sin on you. The land number family, if they are living in the same house, it is enough for them to slaughter one sheep. One sheep. Now, the meat of the slaughtered animal, the ulama say that the decision is yours whether to yani take it yani put it in the freezer and eat from it during the month, you and your family, or cook it on that day and yani invite your family members, your friends, your neighbors, whosoever, or give some of it to your friends or relatives or neighbors who are not needy, or, and some of the ulama said it is better to divide it into three shares. One share for you and your family, one share for your relatives and neighbors, and one for the poor people. Which is better? Yani, like the hadi in Hajj. But it is not obligatory upon you to do so with the udhiyah. However, it is good to do. What is the age of the animal that can be yani qualified for udhiyah? It must be, if it is from it must be something we call it Tani, if it is sheep, if it is from the sheep, if it is a sheep, if it is a sheep, then it must be 6 months and above. Yani completed the 6 months. And you can figure out that by finding on the upper jaw, at the front you have two big teeth at the front, seen, very clearly seen. That is called tani. Tani from its name, two, and this means two big teeth now gone. That is called tani. This tani in the sheep which has 6 months completed. From the goats which has completed 1 year, from the cows is what completed 2 years, and from camels is what completed 5 years. And then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim and others, he Sallallahu said, لا تذبحوا إلا مسنة إلا المسنة إلا أن تعسر عليكم فذبحوا الجذع من الضأن. He said, he said, do not slaughter except the one who's old, meaning old enough, not very old but old enough. Except if you don't find, then slaughter jada, which is younger than the thani. Yani the thani is one who, as you said, which had the two teeth on the top front jaws gone already and seen, right? But jada is before that. And what is to do when you slaughter? It is better to slaughter it yourself by your hand. If you know how to slaughter, now, and also you need to sharpen your knife and hide it from the animal, not to see it, because the animal knows. Now, and when you, and also you don't, if you have two or three animals, you don't slaughter one while the other sees, because when it sees the knife or sees other animal being slaughtered, it gets scared, and when it gets scared, the heart does not bomb blood. And when you slaughter, when you cut the throat, it does not bomb, it does not pump the blood out, and this will cause harm and illnesses when you eat the meat. Can we slaughter on behalf of dead people, like father, mother, or any other? The ulama said yes, as in the fatwa number 1474 of the fatwa of the permanent committee of researchers and iftar. they said that the Muslims have agreed all about the permissibility of slaughtering on behalf of the dead animal, of the deceased person. As the Prophet ﷺ said, as in the Hadith, in Sahih Muslim, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Nisa'i, and Bukhari in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what the Prophet ﷺ said, when the person dies, his deed would stop, except of three things. The reward of it will continue. The running sadaqah, continuous sadaqah, like digging well, or like that. Or ilmun yintafa'u bi, a knowledge that he left behind. He was a scholar, and he left knowledge behind. He taught the people knowledge, or he wrote compiled books, so people would benefit from it. This would, yani, provide him a permanent, yani, reward, as long as people use his knowledge to worship Allah Ta'ala. Or a good, or a pious son or child, a pious child with a son or daughter who supplicates for him. And here he mentioned the running sadaqah, and the udhiyah could be, yani, from the running sadaqah, as some of the ulama say, or it is a sadaqah from the sadaqah. Some people may ask, will it be okay to slaughter and give the reward of it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or slaughter on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We say it is not permissible to slaughter on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not permissible to slaughter on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the one who guided us to this, and he is going to be rewarded anyway of any good deed that the Ummah do, that the Ummah can do. Another question that may be raised: what to say when we slaughter on behalf of someone else, like whosoever, father or whosoever? The answer is to say then, Bismillah wa ala sunnati Rasulillah, in the name of Allah and on the sunnah of Rasulullah. And then you say, and you say, or Bismillah Allahu Akbar, and you slaughter. Or you say Bismillah Allahu Akbar, and you slaughter. As it is reported in the two Sahih, Bukhari and Muslim, on the third of Anas ibn Malik, that he said that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam slaughtered his Ubhiya, which were of two sheep, he slaughtered by his hand, and he said Bismillah Allahu Akbar. And as the permanent committee said in the answer to the question number 2 in the fatwa number 5928, and the value number 11 of the fatwa, they said there is no harm on the person to say, اللهم إن هذه أضحية عن والدي. There is no problem to say, oh Allah, this is an أضحية on behalf of my father. For example, no problem to say so. نعم. One another question may also be raised. Can we give from the slaughtered animal to the kafir? To the kafir? The permanent committee was asked this question under the question number 2 under the fatwa number 2752, and this fatwa was signed by Sheikh Abdul Baz, Sheikh Abdul Razak Afibi, Sheikh Abdullah bin Daoud, may Allah bestow his mercy upon them all. They said the kafir can also be be given from the meat of the udhiya, except if he is a fighter in a war against Muslims. Yani, while he is doing that, if he is a soldier fighting against Muslims, then it is not to be given to him. And also, yani, sadaqah can be given to him as well, except for the animal that is vowed to be slaughtered. That is vowed to be slaughtered. If it is vowed to be slaughtered for the sake of Allah, and then it is not permissible to give from it to other than whom it was vowed to. And if you vow to slaughter, give the slaughtered animal or meat of it to the to your neighbor or to anyone, then this type of slaughtered animal should not be given to the kuffar anyway. Naam. And the ulama gave an evidence to the permissibility of giving the meat to of the udhiya even to some of the kuffar. The hadith of Asma bint Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, which is reported by Bukhari, Ahmad, Muslim, Abu Dawood, Ibn Hibban, Bayhaqi, Tayalisi, all these scholars reported in their books this hadith of Asma, that her mother came to visit her while she was Mushrika. Her mother was Abu Shirk, yet she did not accept Islam. And then Asma asked Rasulullah, can I be grateful to my mom? He وسلم, said, yes, be grateful to your mom. Now, so this is generally about the udhiya. And if you have any question now in regard to the udhiya only, you please raise your question now. Otherwise, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow we're going to speak about the Hajj, and the after tomorrow on Wednesday we're going to speak about the Eid and the days of the Tashreeq. May Allah ta'ala accept from us. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. If you have any question now, you please raise your hand immediately. Don't wait until you write the question, but raise it now, at least to know. Five, okay, as long as there are no any questions, then inshallah we close the session today. Willing to see you inshallah tomorrow, same time, 5 p.m. Saudi time. And inshallah we're going to speak about the performance of Hajj. Maybe some of you will go to Hajj, or maybe you have some friends or relatives who went for Hajj or are going to go to Hajj. So you can inshallah advise them and inform them. And by the way, you can't give my number to any people who come for Hajj and they need any they need an answer to any question. This is Saudi Arabia. You don't need to dial anything else other than this number. Sorry, a correction. At the end, 702, not 703. So you can give this number. And also, as you know, that the email is info@hotmail.com. Inshallah ta'ala, if you if you send a question or they make the subject to be Hajj like that, so I recognize and I give it priority to the answers, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.